quarter of spurts, Indiana takes a six-point lead into the second period, leading 24-18. The Pacers scored the last seven after Kentucky had scored six in a row. And early in the ballgame, Indiana scored seven straight. In fact, we led 7-0 before Kentucky finally got on the boards with Issel's 20-footer. Rebounding, Mel Daniels has six to lead both ball clubs. Gilmore has four for Kentucky, and Indiana leads 13-9 off the boards. Each team had seven turnovers in the first period, so you can tell the tension's getting to both sides. Indiana shooting 50%. How about those apples? 11 of 22, and that's the Pacers' best shooting quarter, I think, since the first half down here in game one of this seven-game series. Kentucky shooting 42%. They had 8 of 19. 24-18 to score. Indiana leads as we start the second quarter of the ballgame. Gilmore and Daniel squaring off. Gilmore tips to Vonga Issel. Down under the basket to Thomas. He hangs. He hits the bottom of the boards. He puts it back and it's blocked by Mel. And a foul is going to be called on Daniel, who is livid with Cashew's call. And Bobby Leonard has both fists clenched together. He can't believe it. That's two on Mel Daniel. First on Indiana to start the second quarter. That looks like a clean block from here. Now Bannock says something to Mel Daniels. There was a Kentucky tip-off play as they sag one man down underneath. This time it was Thomas who's in there for Simon. His first shot off the glass and in. And that's his first free throw in five attempts against Indiana in this playoff series. He threw that one up like a rock and it hit the boards and swished home cleanly. Next shot on the way. Around the rim and out. Hauled in one-handed by Darnell Hillman. 24-19, Indiana. Down the left side, Freddie Lewis with the dribble. Takes Stampier deep in the left corner, fires a 20-footer. Long off the rim to the right. Jerk out of there. Thomas away from Darnell to mount. Long cross-court pass. Issel underneath. All along, he steps. Kentucky had two men down that time. If Darnell had hung on to that, they'd have had 5-on-2 under the bucket. Freddie down the left side of Darnell. Back out high to Freddie Lewis. 24-21, Indiana. Darnell sets a pick for Freeman. Freeman gets the ball deep against Mount in the left corner. Brings him out high. Throws it under the basket. George up on the rim and in. Basket counts and a foul on Kentucky. They work the baseline beautifully on the left side. The foul is on Thomas. He fouled out of the ball game the other night after scoring 2 points. His average is 4.4 with five rebounds against Indiana, but he's a big, strong, physical kid. George McGinnis now has 10 as Big Mac got the ball in low and a fine setup by Donnie Freeman and rolled it in despite the presence of Thomas on his back. George up to the line for the first time. I wanted to say tonight, I'll make it this afternoon. The Pacers have yet to miss. In fact, the teams have only shot four free throws between them. Nobody's missed one yet. George, 27 out of 40. That's 675, and he scores. That's against Kentucky. His regular season average was 665. Big Mac now with 11 points in the ballgame. 27-21, Indiana by 6. Stampier bounced deep in the left corner to Thomas. Out high to Gilmore. Takes that step, dribbles to the right. Ducks back in, left-handed hook, he scores. 6 points for Ernest Gilmore, a little four-foot hook down at the basket. 27-23, Indiana. Freddie Lewis across the timeline, hands to Big Mac. Back to Freddie on the right wing. Stampier watching Freddie closely. Freddie hasn't moved yet. Now Daniel sets the pick. Freddie moves to the left, moves into the top of the circle, shades it to the left. Deep in the left corner, the ball goes to Darnell Hillman. 18-foot shot from the corner. Short off the rim, no good. Hits the board, over and out. Kentucky ball, Indiana leading 27-24, an attention-filled ball game. But halftime, we will return you to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a recap of all that's going on in the first day of qualification. There'll be no halftime show here. Mountain dribbles to the left, pulls up, 18-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound, Darnell Hillman. Darnell off the boards to Freddie, now to Donnie Freeman. Down the left side, running behind Mel Daniels. Freeman, baseline left, scoops out front to Mel, open, 15-footer, got it! Mel Daniels with his first bucket. 3 points for Mel. Long lay pass stolen by Darnell. He throws it into fourth court after falling down to George McGinnis, and George will wait until everybody sets up. 29-23 Indiana. Deep in the right corner to Freeman. Pumps, fakes, doesn't take the shot. Now to Big Mac. Follow away jumper by George. Long off the rim to the left. Mel Daniels with the rebound. Baseline left. 15-footer. A foot short of the basket. Ball knocked loose. Pick up by Issel. Issel dribbles right up at midcourt. Scoops on the left wing to Rick Mount. Mount top of the circle. Back to Issel. And Issel bang into Freeman and ducked him on the play. And it's going to be a pick on Issel. And Freeman hits the crack the back of his head on the floor, and he is really shaken up on the play. He is down flat on his back right in front of us. As Issel stuck out a shoulder and really banged Donnie to the board. That's two on Issel and two on Kentucky this period. And Freeman is still down flat on his back. Donnie had a great start with 7 points in the first period. Bobby Leonard yet to go to the bench. Indiana leads 29-23 with 10:06 left to go in the first half, and Free is still down there. The coach, Bobby Leonard, the team trainer, Davey Craig, and three or four of the Pacer teammates are out there And now the 20 seconds has been used up. Freeman is going to be helped up, and I think he's going to stay in the ballgame. Yep, Donnie's going to stay in. Freeman and Gus Johnson, the two veterans who have never been on a championship ball club, really want this one today. Inbounds it goes to Freddie Lewis. He was last year's most valuable player. This year, the winner will receive a Dodge Charger from Sport Magazine. Freddie up high, now to Freeman. Freeman starts his move to the left side. Darnell tried to pick off Rick Mount. Freeman outside, throws one cross court. Darnell can't hang on. He saves it in the right corner. Ooh, man. Darnell out high to Mel. Mel over on the left side to Freeman. Open. Under the basket. Picked off by Thomas. He went for George McGinnis. Long way pass down to Mount. Mount loses the ball. The dribble picked up by Mel Daniels. He throws it into fourth court. Now to George McGinnis. Moving one on one on Thomas. Hang. Shoots a 20-footer. Long over the rim to the left. Freeman tried to get the ball along the baseline. But it's out of bounds as Donnie knocked it out. Well, both ball clubs playing wild now. Neither one taking good percentage shots. Indiana still leads, 29-23, 9.5 to go in the first half. Dampier, hard across the 10-second line, down the near side with a dribble. Changes hands, moves into the top of the key. Freddie fights off the pick by Gilmore. Now on the left side, Izzel twisting, follow away 15-footer, long off the rim, rebound Gilmore. He passes up a 10-footer, lobs it way out front to Dampier. Dampier dribbles to his left, under the basket of Thomas. He moves under the boards, and a whistle is blown, and a foul is called on Indiana. And who's it going to be on, George McGinnis? Yes, and that's three on Big Mac. Well, he's the first player on either ball club to pick up that third foul. And George has 11 points so far. And here comes Roger Brown off the Pacer bench. George with 9-12 left to go in the first half has picked up his third foul. Indiana leading 29-23 at the time. And Big Mac goes out with 11 points. Well, would you believe Thomas hit a free throw? He's now 2 out of 3 today. That makes him 2 out of 7 against Indiana in the playoff series. Freeman down low on the left side. 29-24 Indiana. Donnie backs him out in turn. Shoots around the rim and out. In and out. Tipped up in the air. Freeman goes for the ball and it's knocked loose by Issel. Freeman knocked down. 3-on-2. 4-on-2 break Kentucky. Dampier holds it out. Behind the back bounce. Pass out of bounds. Not even close to Rick Mount. Mount was deep in the corner and Dampier missed him by 6 feet. Well, Kentucky gives it back to Indiana. Freddie across the timeline, up high on the right side to Roger Brown. Hands it back to Freddie. 29-24 Indiana. Whips it to Mel Daniels, who came out on the right side to get the ball. Mel turns to his left, dribbles up top of the key, follow away 15-footer, off the rim short, rebound Darnell, back up, off the glass, and in! 8-foot rebound shot off the rim, and in by Darnell Hillman. 4 points for Dr. Dunk. And now it's 31-24, Indiana by 7. Rick Mount up high on the right side. Indiana's led all the way except briefly when Kentucky led by 1. Issel, top of the key on the left side. Dribbles in back of Gilmore, fires a 20-footer on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound, Roger Brown, away from Thomas. Now to Donnie Freeman. Indiana could take a 9-point lead this trip down. Freeman, top of the key on the right side, underneath the Mel. Mel fakes Gilmore in the air. Shoots, misses. Whistle on the play, and a foul on Artis Gilmore. Mel didn't even draw iron from 3 feet away as he slapped it hard off the glass above the rim. But Gilmore picked up his first foul and a third on Kentucky. And Joe Mullaney, the coach of the Colonels, calls a timeout with a score. Indiana 31, Kentucky 24. With 8:08 left to go in the first half of this championship game, we'll be back in just a moment on the IBC Pacer Basketball Network.
Summer's coming, and come summer, the temperature's going up and up. So cool it at your AMC dealer now. Because he's got a spring air conditioning sale on 73 Gremlins, Hornets, and Matadors. Our two-door Hornet sedan, the lowest list-priced compact with factory air, is just $2,498. Our roomy four-door Matador sedan, the intermediate-size family car, lists for $3,053 with factory air. And the Gremlin, lowest list-priced factory air-conditioned car built in America, is just $2,298. All prices exclude state and local taxes, destination charges, other options. See your AMC dealer today.
Hurry and get in on the spring air conditioning sale, which ends soon at your Central Indiana AMC dealer. Get a good deal and a good deal more.
Joe McConnell back at Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. Indiana 3 of 10, 30% in the second quarter. Kentucky 2 of 6, 33%. Indiana 9 rebounds, Kentucky 7. The Colonels have 4 turnovers to Indiana's 1 this period. That gives them now 11 in the ballgame to 8 for Indiana. And the Pacers now have 22 rebounds to 16 for Kentucky. 31-24, Indiana by 7, and Mel Daniels will have a chance to add 2 more to that lead. And that would give us our biggest lead of the ballgame. We've already tied it at 7. Here comes the butcher boy, Wendell Ladner, 6'6", 235. With the left arm still padded, with 28 of those 44 stitches he incurred with a water cooler here in the Carolina series when he smashed that glass water cooler. They now have plastic water coolers here, and one of them is labeled Wendell's water cooler. Mel Daniels hits the first one. Slim is now 2 out of 2 at the line. Indiana yet to miss. 4 points in the game for Daniels. Second shot on the way. It's good. Mel hits a pair, and Indiana leads by 9 now. 33-24. 5 points for Daniels. Inbounds lob goes to Gilmore, who walks it across the timeline and then just holds it up for one of the guards. Gives it now to Dampier. 8 minutes left to go in the first half. 33-24 Indiana. The Pacers led by 6 at the quarter. Dampier out high on the right side to Ladner. Ladner will put it up from anywhere. Now to Mount. Mount in three-point range. Hit it left. Donnie Freeman has him. In low to Gilmore. Turns, hook, scores. Basket count! Oh, they give him a continuation play. The foul took place at least 2 seconds before he shot the ball in. And it's on Mel Daniels. That's 3 on Mel. Gilmore got the losing hook off the board. 10 feet away with a left hand. That's 8 points for Gilmore. And Gus Johnson, honeycomb Gus, 6'6", 10-year veteran of NBA Wars, into the ball game. And Mel has to set down with 5 points in the game. 7:49 left to go in the first half. And Gilmore will shoot one. It's good. His first free throw of the ball game. He's shooting 60% against Indiana, 63% on the season. Freddie picks up the loose ball, backcourt, brings it across the timeline. Big three-point play by Gilmore, and it got Mel out of the game. And he's done a great job off the boards with 7. 33-27 Indiana. Roger Brown up high on the left side. Moved by Gus Johnson. Fakes. Ladner near. Can't get rid of the ball. Out high to Gus. Johnson, top of the key. Lobs it out back to Freeman. Freeman down the right side. Working on Mount. Double team. Spins back inside. Puts up the twisting jumper. Short off the rim. Gilmore tips it. Darnell knocks it up in the air. Mount spikes it right cross court to Roger Brown. Top of the key. Roger backs out on the left side. Moves in behind Darnell Hillman. Then backs away. Roger with that Cadillac fluid drive of his. Trying to get loose. A good shot. Baseline left, Freddie Lewis. Hanks puts up a 14-footer, hits the bottom of the rim, knocked loose, short of the basket. Gilmore on one knee, picks it up. Gilmore, double team, finally wheels it out, now to Ladner. In the middle, now to Dampier. Across the 10-second line, deep in the right corner to Issel. Issel now to Ladner, sliding through, fakes Roger in the air, turnaround jumper, way short from 5 feet. Wrong rebound, Gus throws it away as Roger can get it. All the way down court. Both ball clubs playing like they're tied up tighter than a drum. 6:54 left to go in the first half. Exciting basketball, but hardly an artistic success so far. 33-27 Indiana. Both ball clubs throwing the ball in the bleachers about half the time down. Mount down the right sideline, working on Donnie Freeman. Deep in the right corner, bounce in low to Gilmore. Stolen and lost out of bounds by Freddie Lewis, and Freddie gets the foul as Gilmore fell down. One on Fritzy. And on Indiana, that's the fourth team foul on the Pacers. Kentucky has 3 this period. One on Freddie. Gilmore, 1 out of 1, and 9 points in the ballgame. Will be up there now for another free throw. Pacers right now have gone stagnant again offensively. Gilmore's left-handed flip is good. 10 points for the Big A. He's the first Colonel in double digits. George McGinnis went out with 3 fouls 3 or 4 minutes ago. He has 11. Freeman hands the ball to Darnell. Back to Freeman on the right side. Ooh, Darnell was...